So my first job out of college, I was working for NPR, and I started doing this investigative murder story. It was a podcast at the time, and then they stole it from me, actually. Now, actually, my first job out of college was I was working at NIH. And I know that sounds impressive, but don't be fooled, because I was actually just a temp agent. And the guy I was working for was 80 years old, so he was a real spring chicken. And his name was Abner Notkins. And he, Dr. Abner Notkins to you. And the work that he did was so interesting. What did I say interesting? So he was a medical researcher, and I was hired to come in and scan every single blurb that he'd ever had produced in Time Magazine, in the Washington Post. And the research that he was doing on was on IA2 beta blockers. There's got to be a scientist who works at Hopkins in here somewhere, right? Okay. And so I started scanning literally hundreds of blurbs into the computer. I was uploading them onto Picasa, and then I was so proud of myself. I said, "Dr. Notkins, come. You can take a look at this wonderful database I've created of all your blurbs." And he said, "Sounds great. Print them out to me, and I'll see how they look." So the other great thing about the other great thing about Dr. Notkins was his wife. The only person that I ever would call was his wife. And she had a very distinct, like, waspy would be kind of too kind of a word, way of calling, which is, "Hello, this is Mrs. Notkins. Is Dr. Notkins there?" That's no good. So I'd always put her on, I'd transfer her through. And there's actually no more part to that story. I forgot all the details. But what was the? There's one more part of this story, if I can remember it. Okay, so I quit the job. Like I actually found my calling at a different temp agency, most likely. And so I quit the job, and I didn't give them a whole lot of notice. I know you're supposed to give, what, 2 hours notice? But didn't bother with that. So I quit. I said, "Dr. Notkins, I got my dream job. I'm going to work for this wonderful firm, and I just like to know that it's been all the best." And he's like, "Well, you can't just leave us in a lurch." And I thought that was a great expression, because only if you're over the age of 79 can you use it, honestly. So the one thing I really kind of, so I ended up going to work for this other place and having a lot of different jobs along the way. But the one thing I really have remembered about when I don't have a job and when I do have a job, it's kind of a lot like dating. When you have a job, there are headhunters knocking down your door. And when you don't have a job, you can't find one. You literally can't work for free. So that's pretty much it. All right, thank you very much.